evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is Thursday night, and I believe it is, let's see, what's the date today? I believe we're on about the 18th day of July. And, oh, man, the events just keep rolling and rolling and rolling, don't they? Keep rolling and rolling and rolling. And I'm going to tell you what. There's a saying that they used to say is that you're in deep, you know what, deep horse hockey, deep doo-doo, and it just keeps going up to your knees and up your hips. It's getting to be so deep. And I tell you what, assassination deal, attempted assassination of President Trump, actually the wounding of President Trump, and this whole nine yards is getting to be a real setup. Getting to be a real setup. And everybody who's knows about the backside or been in the game knows exactly what we're talking about, because I'll tell you what, anybody, JSOC, the MMVs, all the people that fly, the JSOC people around, all the different ones, all of the spy game crowd, the intel crowd, the SIGINT crowd, all of it, everybody knows the deal. Everybody knows this deal like you would not believe. And why is the FBI washing and hosing down the roof on the crime scene, you know? Why are they hosing it all down? That's ridiculous. And then this cheetah woman I never saw. If you saw the Senator Barrasso and Senator Marsha Blackburn, and Senator Marsha Blackburn was running in high heels chasing after this cheetah woman who's the head of the Secret Service. And I tell you what, she and all of them are starting to get real scared. Because the real question is, who ordered the hit and who tuned this kid up? Who tuned him up? And I tell you, an hour before Trump goes on the stage and they got this kid on the radar and he's got a range finder, a laser finder, range finder. And, of course, you know, they were calling it a rangefinder the day before. And then after Fox talked about it, and then they talked about some people use them for golfing to see how far the pin is or the flag is. So now they're calling it today a golf rangefinder, which is not illegal to come in the magnetometers or near the magnetometers with. Well, let me tell you what, he's a rangefinder. They knew he was a hinky-dinky-winky, and they knew something was up, and they knew they had a troubled suspect. They had a person of high interest that was hinky-dinky-dinked up and right around the magnetometer entrances and all that stuff with a rangefinder. And then he's walking around the building, and then he's on the videotape and all the nine yards. Well, Seam Salabim, who's zooming who? Somebody ordered the hit, and somebody tuned this kid up. Now, allegedly, I heard Lester Holt ask Joe Red China Joe, you know, this is all satire, don't you know? It's all satire, allegedly, all satire, you know? Red China Joe was asked by the reporter, Lester Holt, why did you call and say that Trump should be put into the bullseye? The bullseye. And old Biden got real scared. Well, I didn't say crosshairs. I said focus. Need to focus. Well, that to me was something that was the proper answer to a policeman on a Friday night who's got you under the light. It was a little bit of a telltale, perhaps, allegedly, it's all satire, don't you know? And then you got the FBI investigating. I thought it was internally investigating now the Secret Service stuff when it was the FBI that went after Trump with their top people and the whole bit. Now the Russian stuff and Hillary didn't hack and all of them going after Trump. To investigate the Secret Service and who trusts the Secret Service to protect anybody anymore. And you got a 5'4" woman can't cover a 6'3" president. And you got one or two on that detail that were tall enough the big guy in the back was tall enough to block him, but then Trump is buck strong. He's strong as the son of a gun. And he stood up and pumped his fist, and God bless him for doing it. But at the same time, that breaks Secret Service protocol, too. Because his head and arm and everything were up over the crowd, all right? And you didn't have enough people tall enough. I've been watching that for weeks. All of his Secret Service agents seem to be about 5'9", and he's 6'3", okay? I think I even mentioned that on air a couple times in the past week or two. But here's old Trumparino, let me tell you. He did stand up, and God bless him, I'll tell you what, because God is what changed that equation. Now, while we're on here right now, let me just stop right now, because I just read some of Steve's updates. Brother Steve Quayle had a full knee replacement on his right knee. And then when he was got to go home last week, and he went to the bathroom in the middle of the night, and then he fell because his legs had, like, turned to jelly, I believe. And on the painkillers that the doctor had given before he left the hospital, and it just fell and hit his head. And then Brother Quayle had to be rushed to the hospital back again to see if he had a, after laying on the bathroom floor for a little bit, to see if he had a concussion. And may the Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven protect Brother Quayle against all evil and against any kind of chicanery or any of the devil's wiles. And may Lord Jesus, will you touch Brother Quayle right now? Pray with me, people. Lord, you touch Brother Quayle right now. Will you remove any kind of problems or difficulties surrounding him from the people? Because he is being prayed for by many, many people out there, but will it remove any of the devil's wiles and any of the people that would be in the hospitals or any kind of a thing? And Brother Quayle, will you, Lord Jesus, will you touch him? Will you touch him, touch his knee, and touch his head? And will you remove any pain? Will you remove any impediment to rehabbing the knee? Will you remove any kind of impediment, Lord Jesus, resulting from the bump on the head and his fall? In your name I pray, Lord Jesus, that you will then heal our brother Quayle, provide him medical miracles, and send him back home. And send him back home with a knee that is being rehabbed and doing well. Oh, ladies and gentlemen. And Lord Jesus, I pray also for Debbie Nunemaker. And heal her arm and wrist. And Lord Jesus, I pray that you would knit the bones. You would knit the bones, ladies and gentlemen. Help me pray for Debbie Nunemaker. Nunemaker. And they're the part of the Nunemakers who are the gospel fellows. I got to read the thing. Can't remember. Gospel Furthing Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. That's the Indochina Bible Project, Nunemaker. But pray for Debbie. Pray for David, too, because Dave had some trouble earlier in the year as well. And all, ladies and gentlemen, pray for those Montagnards and all of their people that are in the mountains in the Indochine, okay? Vietnam, Cambodia, Laos, and down the hill into Myanmar, you know? Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, all of the mountain yards. And God bless them because they pray for me as well. And Lord Jesus, while you're at it, I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would provide me with the medical miracle, that you would remove the cancer from my body. As when I do not, can't do anything but sit still, if I do anything besides that, I can't breathe hardly at all, Lord. It's almost like my chest, like you have a the wind knocked out of you, and I have to pant like a dog. Lord Jesus, I pray you remove this cancer from my body and restore my cells and bodily functions and restore me body, mind, and spirit back to most optimum health. And one more, ladies and gentlemen, that I know about. I pray for old Jarhead that, Lord Jesus, you touch him in the back and that those discs and all the things, that you straighten them out right now and enable him to walk and to be without pain, old Jarhead. God bless him. In West Virginia. And I also pray for Lady J. There's so many people out there. I can't hit all of you, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm just trying to tell you. There's some that I know that are in deep, deep trouble. And Lord Jesus, I pray that you would heal Lady J's wrist and arm. She broke it as well. So, ladies and gentlemen, I pray that you would continue to pray for all these people. And any kind of information that you have about any of this stuff, if you got anything from the backside or the dark side, you know what I'm saying, the backside or what have you about this, who tuned him up, and this kid got tuned up. His parents allegedly are allegedly behavioral psychologists. And when you talk to the smart boys tell you somebody set it up, somebody tuned the kid up. And I found that it was most interesting because this kid had his old man's AR style rifle, and he had that rifle, and he walked it in there sometime earlier. And then the all the stuff, all the baloney, the local cops were on traffic duty. There was supposed to be other people. We don't know who that was. But I think you have also allegedly a governor who's now possibly going to be running for president. You possibly have a governor from Pennsylvania, Shapiro, that might be in the new open primary because apparently there's flash traffic that maybe Biden will just this weekend, he's already written a thing, and he may drop out. And that would be an open convention at Chicago. But that may or may not go that route, may not be that way, because I'm going to tell you, it's hard and hard and harder to understand what's actually going to go on here pretty quick. Because you could still, as I told you weeks ago, they're going to have to do something because Trump is going ahead of Biden. They'll have to try some different things to get rid of Trump or to prevent the elections from happening. So I didn't at the time think that there would be a JFK or an RFK type of an issue, but, you know, I mean, they brought that out of the woodwork. I thought there would probably be some other thing as well, but I figured, well, that's a possibility, but not highly likely. I figured that there would be the sentencing on the, but then the Supreme Court. Now Biden wants to pack the Supreme Court again. You see how all of this goes, ladies and gentlemen. All of this stuff goes. And I'm going to tell you, you got the Luciferian communists. I don't call them Democrats anymore. And I'm going to tell you what, I was a Democrat at one point in time. Then I used to go to the caucuses on a county level and the whole bit. And I was a young person. They were grooming me for the future. You know what I'm saying? And then I decided that I didn't want to be involved with politics for a long time just because I saw it from the inside out in one or two nights of a caucus. And the deal's made in the whole nine yards, and it's pretty much out in the open and corrupt as all Billy Heck, okay? So I don't know, man. What you going to do? You know, what you going to do here? Just incredible. All right, just incredible. And I would tell you that also from the deep pools of information from the backside, everybody there says this thing was a setup. It's just a question of who. Then they even bring up the Iranian deal. The Iranians have been after and been threatening Trump and Trump's family and Pompeo and everybody that had been in that administration for quite some time. Iran is always threatening. But now here's an interesting thing. Apparently, allegedly, on Saturday as well. Who knows why exactly, but allegedly, which never made the big news or TV or any kind of thing, was strictly an intelligence area kind of, and even then, a very, very limited posting and understanding about what may have went on. But allegedly, President Xi, allegedly, President Xi of China had some kind of a stroke or some kind of a thing. And then as communist countries do, they always pretend that there's nothing wrong, but then they basically start to scrub all information about the person as if he's dead. When a leader dies, well, apparently what has been sort of from the backside discovered, and you're not going to see this, it's not going to be verifiable most anywhere unless you got contacts in that world. And I'm going to tell you what, the contacts in the world basically say that from their sources inside China, which are hard to get to and hard to find. But apparently President Xi, set the whole thing up to see what enemies of his would come to the forefront to try to replace him, in terms of grabbing his power once they thought that he was dead. And apparently in the last day or so, he's found out who came forth in the Chinese Communist Party and who his enemies were. And apparently, allegedly, he has grabbed them people, those people, and they have hurried them on down the line somewhere else, if you know what I'm saying, okay? In the ninth Chinese hell or 13th Chinese hell of perdition or whatever. I don't know what the heck they call it. But I will say this, that is more true than you can think about. And it also is most interesting that he chose the same day. Not that China is involved necessarily in Trump's attempted demise, but somebody tuned the kid up. Somebody tuned him up and has been tuning him up. Who does he know at the gun range? Who does he know there? You know, who is involved with it? Do his behavioral scientists, behavioral psychologists, allegedly, social work parents, allegedly, what do they have to do with tuning the kid up themselves? There's sure been a lot over the years in terms of different things. And remember, I also noticed some anomalies. And I noticed anomalies that pop up periodically in different attempts like this. You remember Gabby Giffords? That was in Arizona. And you remember that there was a younger person who was the alleged shooter of that. Not the alleged, but was the shooter. And it's Gabby Giffords. But do you recall also that during that time frame, that he was seen in a Walgreens or some kind of a CVS or Buy-Rite or whatever the drugstore in that area would have been. and that he was seen talking to another person, another man, an older man. So consequently, we have an Arizona connection on that deal, you see. Now, it's questionable what this kid allegedly drove to go to the buildings, the group of buildings, or where did he park and where did he walk in from, you see. Because they towed away, not a Hyundai that supposedly was his, but they towed away some kind of a van or some kind of a SUV that didn't have Pennsylvania plates on it, but had Arizona plates on it. Arizona plates. And I thought at the time, why don't they investigate that and go more deeply into that? Because it's Arizona is where the young kid, somebody had tuned up a young kid to shoot Gabby Giffords. So then I thought to myself, now what is this Arizona plate doing on a deal? And why are they taking that away? Well, that's not what the kid's actual car was. The kid lives in Pennsylvania. So consequently, ladies and gentlemen, he is not driving a car with an Arizona plate unless somebody has provided that car or unless there was somebody else there to help juice him up and help to tune him up, just like Gabby Giffords' situation. Now, I also saw other anomalies. You can see the thing where the 5-foot-4 woman could not give any cover really over to Trump, and she had a lot of difficulty getting her gun holstered back up, and that, to me, it was not a training situation that was in good stead. But then the whole deal is, why did Lester Holden asking Red China Joe, allegedly, why did you say put Trump in the bullseye like a couple days beforehand of that hit, attempted hit, but who did kill, and God bless the fire chief, Corey Compatori, I'm telling you. He protected his family and took the rounds. And may the Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven care for him in heaven and look down upon his people on this planet here. And I know that their GoFundMe page has gone berserk and gone into the millions of dollars, and so it should have. Started, by the way, by President Trump, I believe. And right there will tell you quite a little bit, too. And I thought about that. And I thought about, well, was that maybe also a targeted person? I said, man, I don't know about that. But I think that somebody got hurried up. But why did it take the Secret Service countersnipers? Why didn't they shoot him when they already had the green light to take out anybody? And then when you know that, then you know that they waited until he shot. And then that makes the whole thing suspect, 75 times a jillion as well again. Allegedly, in this rumor and wild days of satire, you know what I'm saying? Allegedly. And they're going to have the FBI who went after Trump and attacked Trump and just tried to destroy Trump with all the Russian crap. And those 51 top agents of the intelligence world who and then the 16 top economists say that Trump would destroy the economy again. Well, he never destroyed it the first time. He boomed it, and then why he lost jobs? Because the Red Chinese, through funding of Fauci, released the COVID-19. It's the COVID-19 on the world. So what are they going to do again? Now, Red China Joe allegedly has the COVID now again. Now. And I'm going to tell you what, you better get back and really, and you better get back on your ivermectin and start to think about that or to get you some, whether it be the paste or the actual pills or whatever the deal. And people, you know, in the medical world, they don't have a clue about that, a lot of them, because I was talking to somebody about that, and they said, well, doesn't that kill you? And I said, no, it doesn't kill you. I said, how many people do you think in India took the ivermectin pills during the COVID outbreak? And they said, well, I don't know. I said, 50 to 100 million people took. And then all the people in Africa and the United States and in Europe who took the ivermectin, either the pills or took the juice, you know, the, what do you call it, the paste, and did it by body weight, and did it once or twice to get rid of it. I did that. I still do that because allegedly, that there is about 15 things that ivermectin does also to interrupt cancer, allegedly interrupt the putting of daughter cells of cancer in different parts of other tissues. It interrupts the cancer in its thinking and its going about creating different problems for the body. Also, allegedly, fenbendazole, which is a dog dewormer, fenbendazole, also interrupts cancer cells and the brain cells of the cancer in 12 different areas. And that also is allegedly, and you might want to check that out and look into that, just in a world filled with satire. And allegedly filled with satire. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what to tell you, other than if you need to listen to what Lord Jesus has to say, and those that endure it till the end, the same shall be saved. Those that endure it till the end, the same shall be saved, and you need to listen to him, the tales of the wise and foolish virgins, and the lamp oil and the wicks. And that would also go for long-term storage food and canned goods. It would also go for something to defend your family. I was taken by J.D. Vance telling about his mama, his grandmother, who raised him. And when he messed around when he was a younger kid with somebody, the story is just wonderful as far as I'm concerned because I laughed about it big time. He said, if I see you with that kid who's dealing drugs there at school and that kind of stuff again, I'm going to run over him with the car and nobody will ever know it. So that's what he told last night. Then he also said that when she passed away and she had been gotten harder to walk and different things, so that when she was in different rooms, that they found 19 loaded firearms, handguns and firearms in various homes. In the silverware drawer, in this drawer, and in that drawer, and in the bedroom, and in the bathroom, and the kitchen, and all the different places, 19 loaded firearms, so that she could, wherever she was at, she could grab one quick to protect her family. Now that, ladies and gentlemen, I admire that greatly, and I suggest that y'all should be doing that. And getting, I don't know about 19, but you could have 5 or 6. You could have different locales ready to go at the thought. You know what I'm saying? Now, of course, the FBI is talking about of course, now they're talking definitely, oh, yeah, it's good. You have to watch out. There's rumors of extremists, conservative extremists who are going to, you know, turn the tables on the Luciferian communists, okay? But that there's nothing that indicates that either. And then, of course, they brought that out at diversion today once they started getting closer and closer and closer. And allegedly that the head of the DHS, allegedly Comrade Mayorkas, allegedly has told the parents not to say a word to anybody else and has told all of the people in the law enforcement, and then that be the locals, and it also be the sheriff, which the feds consider the locals as well, by the way, or the Pennsylvania State Police, under what might be in an open forum or an open Democratic convention in Chicago upcoming, which person might be if Biden decides to drop out, which a certain governor of Pennsylvania might be more electable and maybe to be able to go after and go with Trump, okay, against Trump. That's what they're talking about. So I don't know. This thing is going to get wild, more wild weasel as it goes. And then if they don't do that, then what they will do is they'll take us to nuclear war. They will take us to nuclear war. And that is getting ready to happen at any moment. Could very well be getting ready to happen. And it could be that President Xi, President Xi may be getting ready to do something, and he had to see who was not on his side or who may have been in league with somebody else in terms of the intelligence world. And I don't know. Don't know in terms of exactly what will go down, but I will tell you this. There's a possibility that we could have a nuclear war pop up real quick. Real quick. And they would take us to war because they've got their bunkers. D.C. crowd has got their bunkers, you see. They've got all their deep underground bases. And whether it be the Ohio hub or the Taos hub or the Kokomo hub or whatever it might be. But you see, there is a lot of deep underground, there's a lot of deep underground all over the place. You go to Fort Leavenworth, allegedly. I've talked to a guy who rode from the, went down a deep elevator in an old shack that happened to be a greenskeeper shack on the golf course at Fort Leavenworth. Allegedly, in a world of satire, allegedly. It's all satire, you know. Hawk is satire. It's all satire. It's all just alleged satire. Now, I don't know what to say to you other than if you can ride from, say, Fort Leavenworth all the way to Fort Huachuca and go at 650 mile an hour in a deep underground down, you know, like a mile down in a train, then this stuff is for real, okay? You go coast to coast, L.A. to Chicago, you know, Western man, you know, Chardet. North and south, you know, to, from Key Largo. Love for sale, yeah. Well, it ain't love, but they got all kind of intelligence and military, deep underground military bases. And if you don't believe it, go look at a map. Don't Google anything, by the way. Use another search engine for the heck of it. Just use anything else but Google. They're all tied into the same thing, but in a sense, they're not. Just use another one, just for the heck of it, for using another one. So I don't know. Look up maps of deep underground military bases. Maps, deep underground military bases, comma. Deep underground bases, Edgewood Arsenal, okay? That one will flip you out because apparently on that up in there, at some points in time in the past, that the actual portions of the entire countryside near there, you know, like farm areas and stuff, are on a hydraulic that opens a hydraulic to let stuff up out of there, all right? Like in terms of some kind of UFO. I call them UFOs still because they're flying and they're unidentified. Then why do you want to change the name? The only reason you change the name is to confuse everybody and to get new funding in Congress from a new program. Oh, man. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. What do you think? Radio Hawk 777 and hotmail.com. And I thank you for all your prayers. Thank you for all your prayers. God bless you. And I don't know. Let's see what we got up here. Let's see what my friend the Crazy Horse is asking me here. Yeah, here's a guy says that he was a police officer in the now famous photo of police sniper at the Trump rally. And he said he had the Trump shooter in his sights for 3 minutes, but Secret Service refused permission to take him out. He said, my name is Jonathan Willis. I'm the officer of the infamous photo of two snipers on a roof at Trump's rally. I came here to inform the public that I had the assassin in my sights for at least 3 minutes, but that the head of the Secret Service refused to give the order to take out the perp. 100% of the top brass prevented me from killing the assassin before he took the shots at President Trump. Now, if he was an actual Secret Service counter-sniper, the Secret Service has a green light and does not have to ask permission to do it. But if he was a police sniper and a police officer, and he gives his name here, apparently, allegedly, they didn't do any permission to do it. And I wondered about that at the time as well when I heard pop, 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 and then pop, pop, pop after that. I watched this whole deal right in live time. I was watching it live, and I said, well, why in the heck after the first shot did they take this son of a buck out? because the first shot was right, almost nailed Trump in the brain and went through his ear. And I'm going to tell you what, our Father in Heaven looked down upon the President Trump and Lord Jesus, and our Father in Heaven prevented him from being hit and tilted his head at the right time. He tilted his head. And I'm going to tell you what, that is the real why. And I'm going to say this. Don't vote for the Luciferian communists. And I've never been exactly what I would say the biggest Trump fan, because I thought when he first went in, he was naive as all get out, which he was, which isn't wise in some of the trouble he's in now. But I will tell you what, when I saw him come up out of the hole with all them Secret Service people on him, and he come up out of the hole and he had the strength of America, and he shook his fist and said, fight, fight, fight. Well, I'll tell you what, I remember I watched also live as Reagan. I was watching Reagan, and I remember him walking out of the thing. I don't know why the Lord has had me to be able to see this stuff, other than perhaps I'm on the air with you and I tell you about it and what I think about it. And I remember when Reagan came out and Hinckley nailed him. And everybody said, well, he was trying to impress Jody Foster, you know, buff, buff, buff. And Jody wouldn't have looked at any man for the heck of it anyway. But you know who Hinckley's parents met with the night before and had dinner with them? If you look it up, you'll find that in Colorado, they ate with some of the Bush crowd. If you don't recall that, you might want to look up Hinckley's parents ate supper with Bush son involved in the banking in Colorado night before the assassination attempt by their son John Hinckley. So there we have another allegedly anomaly. Okay, allegedly an anomaly. And I don't know. I saw another thing. If you go back to the Kennedy assassination, the JFK assassination, and I've been down there to Dallas at Dealey Plaza, and I've been all down there with, and when I was down there, I even talked to Robert J. Gross once. In the pergola. He was sitting there in the pergola, and he was selling his books and videotapes in the pergola. And the reason he was in the pergola was a little light drizzle of rain. And I told the story, too. I sat and talked to him for an hour or more. He was the House Select Committee on Assassinations photographic expert, Robert J. Grodin, okay? One of the co-authors of High Treason. But he also wrote different books as well. And as in the books that he's written, the ones where they have pictures, all the pictures of Dealey Plaza and all the stuff. So I've been down there. And I was there, and we were inside the pergola, and it was drizzling a little bit of rain. And then I've told you that when we went out, looked outside, I saw this guy who was an officer of a military. They were all in civilian clothes. And there was a whole bunch of them there, oh, I don't know, probably 12 guys or 10, a stick or somebody. And various different types, special operation type people. And I could hear this officer, and we were inside the pergola. I could hear him, and I was behind one of the concrete portions of that pergola there, right in the grassy knoll area. I was behind it. And I could hear him saying, we had a guy up there on top of the Dallas County Record Building. We had a guy over there at this place and a guy up here and here and here. I said, well, don't you all have that on the sand? I popped around the corner. I said, don't you all have that on the sand table at the back lot at Fort Bragg in the concrete blockhouse building? and this one tall, big, probably master sergeant or master chief, but I would say he's probably a master sergeant. An African-American guy, big guy, 6'4", and big muscles. He said, yeah, we do. So then the officer got real nervous-like, and everything, this is a crazy person. We got to get away from this crazy man, blah, 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 blah. And then I think I told you that the guy that was at the end of the pack was like a, looked like he was right from Malibu country, and he was like he might have been a Navy SEAL or some kind of a Marine or something. And he gave me the Holly sign, you know, the little finger and the thumb up, and he gave me that and shook it and had a big smile on his face, like saying, yeah, you hit it right on the head, buddy, you know. But I remember that. I'm sitting there with Robert Grody, you know, House Select Committee on Assassinations. And I just decided this one day I was in Dallas on business that I would park my car downtown and walk down there to Dealey Plaza. And lo and behold, he was there. All right? And lo and behold, this military group comes by. And the officers tell them where they had the person. So all of this stuff is real stuff. All of this stuff is setups and hits, and somebody orders them. Somebody orders them. And somebody tunes up the kids that do the do, all right? Somebody orders them, and somebody tuned up that kid. But that kid was just not a dummy, let me tell you. He knew right where to go, and he was walking around in front of that building by the magnetometers over there. He had his, his golf range finder, yeah. No, he was at the range the day before, and then guess what? His parents, the allegedly behavioral psychologist, social workers, allegedly, have been told not to talk to anybody now. And did they tune their own kid up? Maybe. Maybe tune their own kid up on cartoons. Who knows? But he told the dad that he was going to take the AR and go to the range on Friday. Then he told his boss, he asked his boss if he could take Saturday off because he had something to do. And then on a gaming board somewhere, on a gaming, you know, on the internet, on the online gaming board, he left a message in the message area on that board saying his debut or his big debut will be on the Saturday the 13th, all right? And then what Biden says the day or two before, I believe, is the trigger words. I believe the subliminal triggers, the triggers that were designed to use the words. And we talked about trigger words before, that Obama used the trigger word one time, and I think Rex Arbusto may have used trigger words at one point in time. The Abomination Desolation used the trigger word one point in time. But then I also thought it was kind of an interesting scenario. And this is just opinion, and allegedly opinion in the world of satire. Allegedly. Because at the same time, there was a certain retailer, allegedly, that had a sale that week, last week, called Circle Week. And they had a little circle there, but you know, that ties in with Biden's discussing of a bullseye, because a certain grouping allegedly has a target, you know, like a bullseye target as their logo. And I'm not saying they're involved at all. I'm just saying it was an anomaly to me. That Biden is talking about put Trump in the bullseye. Lester Holt asked him about it. And I had seen that before Lester Holt asked him about it. But then Biden got real nervous because I'll tell you, all these people, this cheetah woman, who Biden thinks is a man, his own appointed head of Secret Service, he thinks is a man. And then his Secretary of Defense, Austin, he can't remember his name, but it's the black guy, okay? His Secretary of Defense is a black guy. I'll tell you what, Biden's in no shape, but Kamala will be worse than Biden, allegedly. And they're just going to keep lying and spying and crying and shrying. And who knows what happens? They'll go to nuclear war. And now if you've got President Xi doing a little bit of a sneaky coup d'etat, pretending like he got a stroke, and then seeing who pops up to take his place, and then he hits these people allegedly and grabs them by the scruff of their neck after they appear and making moves to take over in terms of power, allegedly, in China. And this is hard to verify. I don't know if you'll be able to. I don't think necessarily much you will. But I'm going to go ahead and state it as my opinion that from what I heard, this is very much correct. Now, this Trump 2025 stuff is not real either. That's the Heritage Foundation. And then that's a dream wish list of every kind of thing that the Heritage Foundation has come up with. And some people may have been in Trump's administration before who were involved with it. But that doesn't necessarily mean it Trump's advances thing, because it's not really the Republican platform. That could have been done to, in other words, cast aspersion on Trump, and so the Democrats can use it. Because you see, when you start to go into the EIEIO world and all of that world of all the alphabet soups, they're not on anybody's side but their own, and also on the side of the big bankers and Lucy, you know. There's all kind of stuff going on in the world. Oh, man. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm having trouble breathing. Leading Trump Russian hoax propagandist wife now is indicted as a foreign spy. Max Boot, a big fan of Forever Wars, who laundered Trump Russian conspiracy theories through the Washington Post, is married to a South Korean spy who used to work for the CIA and is a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations, now on administrative leave, according to the new indictment revealed on Wednesday. And that's according to Zero Hedge. Trump, Russian hoax propagandist wife, indicted as a foreign spy, Zero Hedge. There's all kinds of stuff ongoing here, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm going to tell you what, you need to do those things. Just like Corey Compatori protected his family, you need to do the things now while you're still alive to protect your family. Long-term storage food. If you can't do anything else, buy a few extra cans, one for each person for a rice for a day of chunky soup or Denny Moore beef stew or whatever it might be, or Progresso soup. And no, it's not the best food in the world, it's not the precious, but it is a ration. You can eat, live, and fight on this stuff, okay? I mean, you make you a little sandwich bread and grilled cheese and get you some, beef barley soup or a chunky sirloin burger, and I'm tell you what, that right there is... That right there is going to give you fighting strength. And you can eat that, split that, and you'll have that, and that'll be your ration for the day. Be the ration for the day. Boy. Oh, now here's an interesting thing here. God bless Crazy Horse sending me this. This guy, CNDNR founder writes, being a member of the Brookings Institution also connects him with globalist Robert Kagan, the husband of former U.S. NATO Ambassador Victoria Nuland. Kagan previously wrote an op-ed in the Washington CIA Post, quote-unquote, where he called for Trump to be murdered a la Julius Caesar. That's interesting, isn't it, Kagan, huh? Nuland ominously, she predicted 2 days before the Trump assassination attempt that he wouldn't be reelected. Or was it Circle Week sale? I don't know. Biden said put him in a bullseye. So she said, quote unquote, I don't think that Donald Trump is going to be president. So if that's what Putin is betting on, he's going to get an unhappy surprise, I think. She stated with a creepy smile. Bless you there, Crazy Horse. I think that was originally at InfoWars, I believe. Don't know. I didn't get to see that, but I'll tell you what. It's quite interesting. So, I don't know, man. Somebody ordered it, but somebody tuned the kid up. Is it some state cop? Is it some spook? Is it the spook originally but was the guy who was helping the young kid before he shot Gabby Giffords down in Arizona? And was he up there with an Arizona plate on an Arizona SUV that wasn't necessarily the kid's car, this crook's kid's car? But he sure knew which building to get on and how to get up in there. I've also heard, by the way, that the ladder was green. I don't know. I didn't see the picture of it, but somebody said they saw a picture of it. And it was sitting right up against the side of the building, and it was a green ladder that was bought apparently in Home Depot or somewhere. Don't go into the loose spirit knife out of Biden, ladies and gentlemen. Stand for your Bill of Rights. Stand for your family. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Mighty men and women of valor, use your eye technology to strike blows against the enemy.